I'm being joined on Radio on the Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg baseball coach Brett Klesbys. Entering the weekend, the Falcons are 10-8 overall, 5-4 here in the NICL Central. And coach, thanks for taking some time. A 3-2 week here this week, but you were able to win three straight, including a doubleheader sweep of Columbus Catholic, also over Belle Plaine back on a Tuesday night as well. I guess from your perspective, how would you kind of describe this week of games, things that went well, maybe some stuff you're kind of looking to improve on here as well from this week?
Yeah, Monday or beginning of the week, we had a doubleheader with Dyke. Always tough to play conference opponent, and it seems like we've played them, 15 times in the last 3 years. It seems like so. It's just one of those things. It's we see their best, and hopefully that we got their best. So they kind of hit us around the first game there, and so we didn't have really great at bats at the plate that first game against them. But had a couple of mistakes in the second game. We're right there. It was 0-0 going in, I think, the fifth, and then. Just a bunt coverage gone wrong and overthrew and scored a couple there and so ended up battling back in the seventh inning, losing 3-2 to that game. So proud of the way they handled the second game. And then went down to Belle Plaine and kind of struggled out of the gate there. It took about 5 innings to kind of get the bats going, and so just kind of challenged them this week to towards the end of the week just to have some good at bats, and so got a win at Belle Plaine. That was much needed, and rain held off for us that night, and then got a two very good wins last night against Columbus, and so yeah, just had really good at bats last night. Some deep counts that we were able to just, battle through, and the top four or five guys hit the ball really well last night for us. And Preston Jansen is seeing the ball. Moved him to the leadoff spot, 3 weeks ago, and the kid's just been and seeing the ball really well. So him and Sully, and so it's been fun to kind of see Sully come along. And struggled a little bit last year, and Coach Hoff and I were talking about the other night if we would have had these two Jansens that were swinging a bat like this last year with the team we had last year. And so you try not to reminisce, but it's nice to see those two kind of come along and do what they're capable of. And with Jackson and Benny, they're playing good ball as well right now too. So.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask about the Jansen brothers, really stepping up with the bats here, including three home runs on the season by Sully Jansen here so far. For those guys to be able to do what they've done here, especially offensively here this season, how huge has that been for you guys? Especially with a team that's got several underclassmen, you certainly got a few guys up there that you can really count on.
It's nice. It's they're both seeing the ball really well, and Sully's the type of kid that's, he's just 100% all the time, and he's always asking what he's doing wrong or if he needs to do something this way or that way. And so just absolutely loves baseball, and so it's one of the things. It's you kind of wish he wanted it last year really bad, and just was kind of disappointed how things ended last year with how he hits and things like that. And so he spent a lot of time this offseason hitting in the cage and doing what he needed to do. And he's just seeing the ball really well, bigger, stronger this year as well too. So evident in the three home runs that he had. And he was very close again last night at home. He hit two to the bottom of the fence last night, and so it was, it's nice to see him swinging the bat really well. But then. Just being able to have those two guys on and Benny and Jackson come up and Benny and Jackson are just going to give you good at bats and do what they need to do. And so having faith in those top four or five guys, and then it's been nice too that those bottom four guys are kind of coming along. We fortunately lost Wes Shirk with an injury ankle wise, and so we've had a couple guys that had to step up, and Luke Jacobson and Rylan Asher kind of has moved into the left field position, and both those guys have been kind of seeing the ball well now as well too. And Colbin Hoppenworth, I don't think he's had an error this year at first base, and so it's just nice to be able to kind of trust the defense. And we just keep telling the guys we're right there, and 10-8, and we've had some games that it's just been very little things, minute things, a couple errors that have kind of cost us. And so just putting some stock in the small details has been what we've been trying to push with them.
And when it comes to the fact that you guys have a fair amount of underclassmen getting varsity reps and starts, what have been some of those biggest points of emphasis for you and Carter as far as getting those guys up to speed and accustomed to what it takes to play at the varsity level? Because I know it's kind of a situation that you didn't have to deal with nearly as much last year, or probably the year before.
And so it's getting those guys comfortable. Rylan had a few balls last night that he knows he probably should have caught, but it's one of those things too. It's an eye-opening experience when you go from JV ball to, playing maybe 5 innings, if you're lucky, you've been trying to get guys cycled in and not really getting comfortable to being in a spot where you're, hey, I'm being depended on for something here tonight. And so, yeah, just getting those guys comfortable. Luke's kind of settling into center field now that he's had move over there for Wes, and Austin Shepard's playing a good right field for a kid who hasn't played baseball in almost 2 years. And so, just kind of trying to get those guys settled in and get them as many reps as we can on our off days when those are few and far between, and just getting them comfortable between at that and at bats. And so, yeah, just being able to have them see pitches and things like that is, guys breaking balls are a little bit better. Guys changeups are a little bit better than at the JV level. So just making adjustments at the plate. And so we did that really well last night, I think, with Columbus, and we'll have a good test with three very gettable games this week coming up. And so we have a couple, 3, 4, 5 days off, which is nice. There's a couple guys that, have thrown a lot of pitches for us, Sully and Preston and Benny. And so just kind of getting arms rested a little bit and just a little but some fresh legs going into the last couple of weeks and into the postseason.
Yeah, and when it comes to attacking here the second half of June and the postseason, as you mentioned, right around the corner, what are going to be the biggest X factors for this team as you make that final push for the postseason here in these next couple of weeks? What are going to be the key things that you're hoping to see kind of go right for your team here over these next few weeks?
Yeah, just minimizing errors again. We had a few last night in the game where we probably shouldn't have, and just kind of threw balls around and a couple sun balls that we had a double play at second that we kind of lost ball in sun, and so it kind of started a little momentum for them, and they scored a few runs and ended up being closer than it needed to be. And so just kind of taking care of the baseball, I think, is just shoring things up wise and communication. We really stressed communication this year. We have a few guys that are underclassmen that are decently quiet, and so we're just trying to bring some stuff out of them where communicating in a positive way to each other. And it's one of those things, they all want to win, and nobody wants to make mistake. And so when they make mistake, it's trying to pick your teammate up, and kind of stressing that has been a big thing for us, a body language and how we respond to, you're going to get hit on the chin, but how you respond to it's going to tell you a lot about how we're going to go forward. And so, yeah, just having good at bats still at the plate. And I think again, mentioning Columbus last night, we had some really good at bats that we hadn't seen all year. Guys not giving up, and first part of year is like, we had two strikes on us, or wasn't a pitch that we wanted, and body languages were huffing and puffing. But now, last night, the last couple games has been really well with getting deep at bats, and that's what it's going to take. Playing just the first round, they're down a little bit. They got some young guys as well, but we'll host them at home on July 5th. And so, yeah, just going into that, trying to play your best baseball in July and see what we can do some damage. And so, yeah, so take one game at a time and hopefully be playing, further like last year. So.
You bet. And last question here for you today. Next week, East Marshall, Hudson, and AGWSR. First one at home, and then two on the road to finish off the week. So you get a little time to prep, with a couple of days of practice before those two games. But what's the outlook here for the upcoming week and those teams you're going to face?
Yeah, going into the weekend on a high, 10-8, and so it's 10-8's better than what 8-8 what we were. And so just having a little confidence that going into next week, East Marshall's playing well. I think they've taken a couple of their top teams into some longer games, and AGWSR has been playing some really good baseball. And so Hudson's down a little bit, but it always seems that they're right in things and games. And so Coach Bonson's got them, he'll figure that out. So it's three must-win games that we need next week, and so that's the momentum we're kind of going in with, is riding the three game high, and hopefully that continues next week where we can get all three of those as well. So getting arms rested up, we got a couple of days off, and trying to beat the heat and come back ready to go for the last 2 weeks of June and into July.
All right, that's AP baseball coach Brett Clusby's joining me here on Radio on the Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Yep, thanks, Jamo.